Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Samech Tes in the Ois Vador edition. Perek Shishi in the middle of Halacha Vov. The Gemara in the middle of the Amud in the two dots says, Balim Yain B'Toy Chamozim. Comes wine in the middle of the food, in the middle of the meal. Says the Gemara, Sholos Ben Zoymo, Mipnei Ma Balim Yain B'Toy Chamozim, Kol Echot Ve'Echot Me'orach La'atzoy. Why when Yain comes in the middle of the meal, then you say that each one has to do his own Brocha and they can't be Moitzi others? Because people have food in their mouth and they cannot say amen, they cannot talk while they have food in their mouth. There's a sakaron, there's a danger of choking. And the Gemara is speaking about here that even though one who listens to a bracha, hears a bracha, he's yoytze just by listening, even without saying amen, but it's preferable to say amen. And if one cannot say amen, it's better for each one to say his own bracha. That's what the Charedim brings here in the name of the Rosh. Says the Gemara in Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis, Omar Amano Hado Omro. This teaches us the following: Ahan de Otish Goy Michlo. Someone who sneezes in the middle of the meal, Asil Lemimele Yes. You should not tell him Yes. Yes is a word to say Gesundheit, to say Asuta, as the Gemara brings in the Bavli. I mean to say be healthy. Don't say be healthy to someone who is sneezing in the middle of a meal. And the reason is, begin sakanto de nafsho, because sakanto de nafsho is to talk when you have food in your mouth. Says the Gemara v'Yimer l'Amugmar, that once says the bracha m'samim for everybody else. Says the Gemara, ma bein mugmar bein yain. What's the difference between the mugmar and the wine? Meaning, mugmar once says the bracha for everybody, regardless of how they're sitting and how they're being together. While wine, we said, one could do a bracha for everybody else, only while they're doing haseva, all while they're leaning and sitting together with the kfiyas suudu. Why is there a difference? Answers the Gemara, mugmar kulam mirichin. The mugmar, the good smell, everybody is smelling together the smell. Yain echad utoyim. But wine, only one is drinking. He's doing a bracha, everybody's listening to him. So on this bracha, only one is drinking. That's why only when you have kfiyas suudu, one can be moitzi others and join together. Says another halacha, the mugmar is when they put it on coal and when the smoke comes up, that's when the good smell comes. Once the smoke came up, even though you don't smell it yet, you already have to say a bracha. Rav Yirmiyah wanted to test Rav Zoro. When you have a oil that has a very good smell, what is the bracha that you do? You say a bracha, specific bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave good smell in oil. Says the Gemara, you don't say a special bracha for the oil. You include it with all the other different good smells that come from leaves and from plants. And you say a bracha, speak about all the eitzim. Yitru ba'abo, b'machzio, b'chananel, havu yasin. They're saying together. One said the bracha, a bracha on atze besomim. He gave a good smell, be'eis of haaretz. Speaking about grass, he didn't call it etzim. He called it grass, because the smell usually comes from leaves or grass that grows from the ground, not wood. And that's why the correct bracha is to speak about esiv. Meisiv man demar be'eis of haaretz. The man domer the holds eis of haaretz, that's the bracha. The man domer be'atze besomim. The one who says you say eitzim, v'chi eitzim, this is not trees. Why are you calling these leaves and plants that give a good smell, you call it trees? Omali v'achtiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'atit menem b'pishteyo eitz, that she hid them, the isha and yirichoy, she hid them in the flax wood or the flax trees. V'chi eitzim is the flax trees, they're not trees, they're leaves. So you see from here that anything that has wood in it, has even small branches, it's still is really called eitzim. It's called trees, and therefore it's a proper bracha over here. It says the Gemara, Sokol Nebeis Rav, they went to the house of Rav, Shirin Baruchun, B'Shem Rav, he said the name of Rav, Asher Noson Rechtoi Be'atze Besomim. The bracha is Atze Besomim, and not Isve Besomim. The bracha is trees, and not grass. It says the Gemara, Genivo Omar, Shemen Lezoyamo. A person used oil just to clean his hands. Ain't it so? He don't say a bracha even though it has a good smell. Even if though he fills his hands with a lot of oil, you would think maybe it's not only to clean himself, because the main purpose to clean, you don't say a bracha. Rav Chalbur, Rav Huno, B'Shem Rav, Someone who's cleaning his house and he's using a material that gives a good smell. So, and that's how he's washing the house. You don't do a bracha on the psalm because it's not meant for psalm. That's not the main purpose. On every one of items that bring a good smell, you say atzei b'samim. Bar min ahan muschin, except this thing that grows an animal. There's an animal that has in it some material that gives a good smell, some liquid that comes out of the back of the animal and gives a good smell. On the yamer, on this you say, this you say, mini b'samim, not atzei b'samim, because it's not a tree, it's not growing from the ground, it's growing from an animal, and therefore the proper bracha would be mini b'samim. And just to mention, in the Bavli, you don't say Asher Nosan Reach Toiv b'midi b'samim. You say the bracha b'ri midi b'samim, or b'ri atzei b'samim, or b'ri isu b'samim. That's the nusach bracha that we have la'alocha. The Yerushalmi adds the words Asher Nosan Reach Toiv. That's a little different nusach in these brachas. And this we conclude Yerushalmi brachas daf samechtes.